plans to sue the state of Colorado over a new law that says certain breeds of dogs can't be banned. That nullified a 15-year-old Denver ban on pit bulls. City attorneys plan to file that lawsuit within the next week. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
She's the Rush alternative.
Then you talk about something else.
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny today, clear skies tonight with the overnight temperature into the 50s, sunny again tomorrow and another high in the 80s. Mostly sunny and 84 now, KNRC News Time is 1240. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window & Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window & Door.
As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
By giving him a lot of controversy, somebody's going to pick this up. It's going to do very well in Europe, where they love to hear his message. And I think in the long run, Disney is going to protect its interests, and it's actually going to make more money for Michael Moore.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I think that's true. I think by Disney wanting to not distribute Michael Moore's film, it will generate so much more massive publicity for the film that he will easily get a distribution deal someplace else, someplace that won't have to worry about the tax breaks that apparently Disney gets in Florida, won't have to worry about the possibility of alienating Jeb Bush. We're looking at a time when we're in more political censorship. We're looking at the Sinclair broadcast. We're looking at Disney not wanting to distribute a film right before the election that it threatens to be just as scathing as all of Michael Moore's previous work has been. And also, we're talking about people, how they manage to keep their jobs. I don't know whether it's Dick Tharp, whether it's the president of CU, whether it's the chancellor, whether it's Coach Barnett. How do they manage to keep their jobs? How do guys who don't anticipate 9/11, when you practically get reports telling you it's going to happen years in advance, how do they keep their jobs? And how is it that we're even considering reelecting them? And you have the whole issue of e-voting. It's one thing to have an extremely close election, but I think I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, whether you're Republican or whether you're Democrat, you want to know that your vote was tallied properly and it will count. And it turns out that that may not be the case. We're looking at the very real possibility of a rigged election coming up. Touchscreen voting. It is awful. It is riddled with problems. And a professor of computer science at Johns Hopkins, and they did a study on some of the Diebold machines. He's saying on a continuum, on a scale of terrible to great, we're sitting at terrible. That's where we are now. They won't even make the easy fixes, the computer, electronic voting companies, they won't make the easy fixes, let alone the harder ones. And everybody's resisting the ballot, a paper ballot, because they said it'll be too costly. It'll be too costly if you don't have an honest vote. And California decertified the Diebold machines. California said, not going to do this, as Poppy used to say, as Bush won, he's not going to do this, The Dana Carvey invitation? Okay, here we have. First of all, I want to alert you to a piece that we should all be reading. And you can download it from thenewyorker.com. This is the one that triggered all of this in the Iraqi prison story. And it is by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Seymour Hersh, who is called Cy Hersh by the people who know him well. I am not among them. But he won great kudos for his reporting during Vietnam, and he exposed My Lai. And he writes regularly on intelligence matters for the New Yorker magazine. So go to newyorker.com, and you can download Torture at Abu Ghraib by Seymour Hersh. And the subhead, American soldiers brutalized Iraqis. How far up does the responsibility go? And he talks, and this is the story that got everybody going. Also, the pictures that you saw on CBS, the visuals that you saw there. But this Janice Karpinski does not look like she's blameless. She's Army Reserve Brigadier General. And here's what he's saying. Despite what the Pentagon is saying, that there are a few bad apples, that's their defense. There are a few bad apples here, and we're going to get those bad apples out. Seymour Hersh is saying it's not bad apples. He's saying, and I've seen him on MSNBC, I've seen him on all kinds of shows, he says it's systemic, and he says it in his piece. It is not a few bad apples. It's systemic. And this is a report. The report that he is referencing was written and submitted, I believe, in February. And nobody, this is a report by Major General Antonio Tagubo, who is on the bad boys list as far as the military is concerned. They really don't like that he wrote this report. It was never meant for public release, and nobody has ever done anything about it. And General Myers, who's way up there, he said on a TV show that he hadn't seen it yet. And then he gave conflicting answers to that question. Has he seen it? He hasn't seen it. It's slippery answers. And Dickie, listen to this. Shaken, but apparently not stirred. This is Joshua Micah Marshall. In a Q&A session with editors from Detroit area newspapers, and this is on Monday, President Bush said he was, quote, shaken by reports of abuse of prisoners in U.S. military custody in Iraq. Yet, according to his press secretary, he hasn't even looked at the Tacuba report, the one people around the world are buzzing about in disappointment and outrage, and half of Washington already seems to be reading. Here was the exchange, a Q&A with Detroit editors. In fact, Joshua Michael Marshall reports it wasn't in this exchange from that Q&A yesterday. It wasn't, or actually on Monday, day before yesterday. It wasn't even clear the president knew what the report was. Question, are you concerned, sir, that there was a report completed in February that apparently, and the president responds, I haven't seen, and the question continued, that General Myers didn't know about yesterday. The president said, well, if Myers didn't know about it, I didn't know about it. In other words, he's part of the chain. Actually, he's not in the chain of command, but he's a high-ranking official. We'll find out. Question from the editors. The question is, should something causing, and then the president jumps in, I just need to know, and then the question continues, concern, raised eyebrows, and the president answers, exactly. I think you'll find the investigation started quickly when they found out what was going on. What I need to know is what the investigators concluded. From this exchange, Joshua Michael Marshall reports, the president seemed unaware of what the report even was and claimed to believe that he somehow couldn't get a hold of it until it came up through a chain of command. The point here isn't that the president is stupid, but that he seems blithely indifferent to what is a huge setback to American goals and standing in the Middle East and indeed throughout the world. There is an echo here of his response to the pre-9/11 warning streaming up to the government bureaucracy. It hasn't landed on his desk yet with an action plan. So what's he supposed to do? He talked to Rumsfeld, who said he's on top of it. So what more can be done? This is not a matter of the aesthetics of leadership. It is another matter, example of how the president is a passive commander-in-chief, how he demands no accountability and, because of that, allows problems to fester and grow. Though this may not be a direct example of it, he also creates a climate of tolerant rule-breaking that seeps down into the ranks of his subordinates, mixing with and reinforcing these other shortcomings. The disasters now facing the country in Iraq, some in slow motions, other by quick violence, aren't just happening on the president's watch. They are happening in a real sense, really in the deepest sense, because of him, because of his attention to the, fake model of leadership rather than to the real thing, which is more difficult and demanding both personally and morally. So he's passive. You know, hey, I never got the report. What do I know? Hey, what do I know? I mean, have you ever seen such passivity? He could maybe join Dick Tharp in those big, long, beery lunches together because you see a pattern here emerging. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones and to Jeff, first-time caller. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hello.
We have something for you.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Do I talk now, or are you playing some music?
I think I said welcome to the show. That would be your cue to say what it is that's on your mind, Jeff.
Okay, excuse me. I was kind of nervous. But I was just going to make a general comment since I've been living in Colorado for a few years, but I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. But In my opinion, you're the only person on the radio spectrum with an open mind and progressive-oriented views. And I think, you know, to me, I'm just really pleased to know there's at least one person in the Denver radio dial that, you know, can talk like you do. Because
gosh, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate that.
I just think
I shouldn't have been so snotty.
Okay, well, I didn't quite know how to do it. This in some ways.
Have you ever called a radio talk show before?
One time I did, but it wasn't the same thing. It was through one of these public radio programs, and I was living in Arkansas at the time.
How did you find this? Just by surfing the dial?
Yeah, I did, you know, and I was just, you know, because I remembered way back, you know, I think, you know, when I first heard you guys were on 1510.
Right,
It was surfing.
But we've moved left on the dial.
Right.
Well, some of us have. All right. Well, listen, I thank you, and I hope you'll tell all your friends.
I will.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Call us again. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Dave in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi there, Enid.
Hi, Dave.
At least you're being bright about this whole, the prisoner of war stuff. Because this was not just a few bad apples. This wasn't...
Darling, I'm always being bright. That's my job in life.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, this is really... And this is so disingenuous on the part of the defenders.
But if you listen to MSNBC, they have some really high-level people on. And I was watching Hardball the other night, and they all said the same thing, that if they were running the military, they'd use the same defense, which is, oh, few bad apples. I don't know if they believe it, but that's what they're saying for public consumption.
But this is so disingenuous and transparent, you know, any reasonable person immediately sees through it. I mean, you don't have lots of naked guys walking around a prison without people wondering what's going on. I mean, please, I mean, to think anything else. Plus, I mean, this is the same military that understands the psychology of the really Arabic, really culture, of Iraqi culture. That is why they showed the bullet-ridden bodies of Uday and Qusay.
Well, the culture of humiliation, that's
right.
What they have mastered.
And basically, this was intentionally done, purposely done.
Of course.
And anyone who's read the stories knows that the general who was in charge, and that was in charge in name only, talk about a figurehead. She wasn't even allowed in this prison.
I know it, but...
This was
run by
the military intelligence.
It was run by military intelligence, but Seymour Hersh is not kind to her, General Karpinski. He thinks that there were things that she should have followed up on that she didn't. So she didn't do a great job either. I think there's plenty of blame to go around for everybody.
But I'm saying that this is being officialdom is trying to push it out.
Oh yeah, they're going to say it's a couple of bad apples, but it's way more
pushed off on the reserves.
Yes, exactly.
It's being pushed off on a few bad apples, and yet this was an intentional, purposeful, probably coming from Pentagon levels. and they're basically foreign area.
Well, here's the question, Dave, that it raises. The question that it raises is, why doesn't anybody ever held accountable in this regime, in this administration? You had the most massive intelligence failure, and believe me, I think the most massive in the history of the country, 9/11, and I believe that the most massive intelligence failure resides in the White House right now, but don't get me started there. You had the most massive intelligence failure in our history, and not one person lost their job. Nobody is ever held accountable. It just happens. And guess what? The American public, oh, well, it just happens. We aren't holding them accountable. So it is as much our fault because we tolerate this as it is this second-rate regime that we have got administering this country and pushing us at full speed, warp speed, down the tubes. I'm Enid Goldstein, 303-382-1150.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
The most powerful diet pill in America, Zantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Zantrex 3. Yes, at stores nationwide or log on to Zantrex3.com.
Get rid of high monthly house payments. Take advantage of some of the best interest rates in history, as low as 3.25%. Then call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package custom tailored for your individual needs and lower your payment by hundreds of dollars per month. Start your 2004 with a financing solution from Western State Mortgage. Whether it's debt consolidation or home refinancing, Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad. If they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Western State Mortgage will guarantee your experience will be positive, so start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. 888-617-5255. Call them now, 888-617-5255. Western State Mortgage, your local refinance partner.
Chad, if something you really loved was only around for another 14 hours, what would you do?
I'd spend as much time with it as possible.
You would?
Absolutely, honey.
Great. Then you won't mind me staying at Kohl's 14-hour sale.
Get to Kohl's 14-hour sale this Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save 50% on a great selection of women's sportswear, 40 to 50% on men's Croft and Barrow woven sports shirts, and sandals for the family. Plus, save 50% on frames, towels, pillows, and more. At Kohl's 14-hour sale, Wednesday only.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Newborn Hope will host its annual luncheon and fashion show on Friday, May 14th to raise funds and support programs for the advancement of maternal, fetal, and neonatal health care. The event, hosted by Channel 4's Ed Green at the Marriott Denver Tech Center, features a children's fashion show with fathers and grandfathers participating. Meet the Lester family, whose two daughters, Hannah and Taylor, survived early and difficult births. For ticket information, contact 303-794-4483.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. We know how important traffic is to you. We've got Lelani Larson mornings and Steve Smith afternoons to get you through that rush hour traffic. Keep it here on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
My army has been embarrassed by this. My army has been shamed by this. And on behalf of my army, I apologize for what those soldiers did to your citizens.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Two more hours of Enid coming up on yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to have Don Liesl Almond's dad on in the 2 o'clock hour because there are new developments. Hunter Thompson, a big, really incredible piece in Vanity Fair magazine, just hitting the stands. Let's go right to the phones. Bob, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, we have something for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to bring up the reason Bush doesn't read any of these reports that he gets is probably because he can't. We remember on 9/11.
Oh,
he was,
he's dyslexic, you mean?
No, on 9/11 he was in a. He was supposed to be on vacation, but he was really in Florida in a second grade reading class trying to improve on his first grade reading skills.
Well, you know that joke. They had a, there was a fire in Bush's library, and both books were destroyed.
Yeah.
And one of them was a coloring book he hadn't finished with. So
Dick and See Jane Run.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
So now that's why we're not surprised. All right, I thank you, Bob, for the call. 303-382-1150. Fred in Onasel. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, Enid.
Hi, Fred.
You know, I think you're being a little harsh on him there. I agree 100%. It was just a few bad apples. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, Powell. just a few bad apples.
There you go. Why didn't I think of that? That's good. Thank you, Fred. 303-382-1150. Dan, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. I wanted to bring up, really, the public is pretty powerless. I've heard you in different other media people on your show say, you know, the public really takes it and they don't do anything. You know, I don't know if you remember, but there was protests in Florida where people went down and they got shot by the police with beanbags, and the police deny it. But honestly, our government is really holding the public hostage. We can't do anything.
Of course we can. Are you kidding? Where are we being held hostage?
Tell me what.
You call your representatives. You write letters. You vote. You go to meetings. You do a lot of things.
Hold on.
That's what you do. Otherwise, you become. We're going to have to say goodbye to each other now because we're out of time in this hour. But otherwise, you become as passive as this leadership running the country. That we're allowing to run the country in their own passive and very corrupt way, lining their own pockets, and the hell with the rest of us. That's what we're getting from this group in Washington. You have to wake up to what's going on here. I'm Enid Goldstein. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC. And in the next hour, does what's going on in Iraq reflect the American people? Bush says no. I say yes. Enid Goldstein.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. President Bush says democracies make mistakes, but they also dispense justice. He's appeared on Arab TV stations promising to punish those responsible for abusing prisoners in Iraq. But Delaware Democratic Senator Joseph Biden tells NBC's Today Show that may not be enough.
This is a disaster of significant proportions in terms of the reputation of the troops and in terms of the reputation of the nation.
Some critics say Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld should resign because of the scandal. Israel continues its deadly crackdown on Hamas. A military source says Israeli soldiers in Nablus have shot and killed a senior leader of the radical group. He's not home yet, but he is getting a good home-cooked meal. Former American hostage Thomas Hamel is getting a visit from his wife while he's being treated in Germany for a gunshot wound. She's promised him a steak dinner. No word on when they'll return to Mississippi. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Hey, honey?
Yeah?
Today's Mother's Day, you know, and I wanted to do something special for you, so here you go, a little gift from me to you.
Oh, wow. Did you wrap this yourself?
Did I? Of course I did. Go ahead, open it up. Well?
Well, it's a steak.
Yeah, I made it myself. Cooked it over Kingsford charcoal. What do you think?
I think I need a fork.
I think so, too.
Oh, and something to get the wrapping paper off my tongue.
Mother's Day is here, and it's the perfect time to grill. So grab a bag of Kingsford charcoal and head for the backyard. You'll get the great flavor of Kingsford charcoal, and you'll keep Mom out of the kitchen, which ought to make any Mother's Day. Kingsford, because taste is everything.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 85 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Our warm weather brings a downside with it. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just a couple of accidents working around town right now. One is on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue to Federal. It's not causing much of a problem for the freeway, according to our CDOT map. The other accident is an injury affair, westbound County Line Road at University Boulevard. Three cars involved there, and there's an awful lot of emergency equipment on the scene. Freeway traffic, by and large, moving along at posted speeds. Maybe a little slowing northbound I-225 through that construction zone there at Mississippi. Otherwise, things moving along in very good shape as we wind down to lunch hour. Havoline High Mileage Protection Motor Oil, specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven more than 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Havoline High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This warm weather feels great, but it also increases the fire danger. Boulder Fire Manager Justin Dombrowski says there are some places in the metro area that are vulnerable to wildfires.
There's always pockets where maybe you have some dead standing trees. There's certain different places where the grasses still have not greened up or have already started to dry out. So there's a lot of pockets up and down the Front Range.
Dombrowski says now's the time to prepare your home if you live in or near a fire-prone area. This report brought to you by Time Warner Book Group. The clock is ticking on the final day of this legislative session, and the lawmakers still have a fiscal crisis to address. A logjam is created by two conflicting state constitutional amendments. The Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR, requires a vote of the people in order to raise taxes, while Amendment 23 mandates increased annual spending for K-12 education. If legislators cannot untangle the money mess, next year the state will face massive budget cuts. That's why there's the possibility that Governor Bill Owens could call a special session, a subject addressed by his spokesman Dan Hopkins.
The governor would want to assess very carefully with leadership, is there any real chance of any common ground, of any consensus during a special session before he made that decision? What could they accomplish in a special session that they were not able to accomplish in 120 days of the regular session?
Owens called back the law. If Owens calls back the lawmakers, it would cost taxpayers about $15,000 a day. The regular session expires tonight at midnight. Colorado has lost a native soldier in Iraq. Private First Class Ryan Reed of Colorado Springs was a member of the 1st Armor Division. He was among 8 soldiers killed last Thursday in a car bombing near Baghdad. 20-year-old Reed was born at the Air Force Academy and graduated from Mitchell High School in 2002. Mitchell counselor Rudy Gonzalez says Reed was a well-liked and patriotic student.
Ryan was a very quiet, respectful, gentleman kind of kid that went through school very uneventful. If you didn't know him, you didn't know that Ryan was really around.
The Pentagon says Reed joined the Army last year. He's survived by his wife, Alicia, who he met while attending Mitchell High. In sports, the Colorado Rockies continue their Montreal road trip as they play the second game of a 3-game series against the Expos tonight. Joe Kennedy climbs the hill at Olympic Stadium for the Rocks, who lost last night's series opener 10-4. Colorado Avalanche will have to wait until next season to try for the Stanley Cup. Avs were knocked out of the playoffs by the San Jose Sharks last night. Avs lost last night's game 3-1, dropped the series 4-2. How safe is your money? Let Rich Dad show you how to protect your money and achieve higher returns. Read Rich Dad's Who Took My Money by best-selling author Robert Kiyosaki, now in paperback from Warner Books. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
If it weren't for George Bush and John Kerry, Michael Jackson and Kobe Bryant, what would we have to talk about?
Fucking just get you into trouble.
Don't worry, we're on it. Hear the Who Does What next on Denver's AM 1150, KNRC.
Are you looking for an opportunity to meet 20 or 30 other singles this month guaranteed without doing the bar scene or getting into pressured dating situations? I can tell you the Cottonwood Connection is helping singles from Denver to Boulder do just that, and they make it easy to do. Picture yourself with that new special someone heading to the mountains or a beach at Cabo sharing your personal hopes and dreams. Oh, those romantic dinners where you meet in the middle of that strand of pasta. Does it get any better than that? Check out Cottonwood Connection and call them at 303-424-2300 or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Most online dating services provide a searchable database, and that's about it. At Cottonwood Connection, they provide you with personal coaching, dating advice, professional videos, background checks, and lots of fun and exciting activities geared to help you meet other singles. They're a singles company that is more personal than internet dating and less expensive than dating services. Act now to take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership drive special. You can sign up now and receive 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's cottonwoodconnection.com or 303-424-2300.
I'm Mike Stenford with the KNRC forecast on the Weather Channel. A dry weather pattern with very warm temperatures for the next several days for this afternoon. Sunshine will get up to a high near 90. Tonight, fair down to 53. Sunshine and turning breezy on Thursday, high 86. And Friday, a mostly sunny day with a high of 86. Over the weekend, will be partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid-80s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Stenefford on AM 1150, KNRC.
85 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
from AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour today, we are going to be joined by Dan Allman. He is the father of Liesl Allman. This is a case that is stunning, that she is in prison for the rest of her life without possibility of parole. Hunter Thompson has done a piece for Vanity Fair that hits the stands today, at least on the East Coast. Maybe take a few more days for us to get our copies, although you can call places like the Tattered Cover and see if they have the June issue of Vanity Fair. I have the article here. There are new developments in the case, and Don Allman will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Dr. Judith Orloff. Now, let me tell you why I thought she would be an interesting guest. She is an MD in psychiatry, but she's also a sort of certified intuitive. So I figure that must mean she's a psychic, and we all have questions we want answers to. And here she is with an MD in psychiatry, and she is on the staff of UCLA. She's a board-certified psychiatrist, assistant professor of psychiatry at UCLA. Her new book is called Positive Energy, 10 Prescriptions for Transforming Fatigue, Stress, and Fear into Vibrant Strength and Love. And she's going to be in studio, and she'll probably be a Tattered Cover. And I thought, you know what? I think we all need to talk to her. So, and she has been very intuitive, even evident since her childhood. She has written a number of books about it, one called Second Sight. Her second book was Dr. Judith Orloff's Guide to Intuitive Healing, Five Steps to Physical, Emotional, and Sexual Wellness. And this new book is called Positive Energy. It takes a probing look at the interrelationship between subtle energy, intuition, health, and behavior. And you know what? I think all of that stuff is connected. Plus, it doesn't surprise me, therefore, that in the Wall Street Journal, there was a story. I think it was yesterday's Wall Street Journal. There was a story about new research that if your marital relationship is not good, it makes you sick. It has a real stress toll on your body. A slew of new research during the past few years shows that marital stress can play a significant role in a person's overall health. They think that if you're a man and you're married, your health is better in general than if you're an unmarried man. I've seen those studies. So I guess the meaning, I think, that if you're in a relationship, so whether it's an actual marriage or it isn't, but they think it's then that a woman who's married, I don't know if it's as healthy for a married woman as it is for a married man. Well, who's getting all the osteoporosis? I'm asking you, because all these men are beating on their on women's bones, and that's it. But anyway, according to a slew of new research during the past few years, it shows that marital stress can play a significant role in a person's overall health, increasing risk for everything from chronic pain to a heart attack. So a lot of the stuff that we have are only just beginning to pay attention to really does have an effect on your health. And notice, if you're depressed, I think your whole everything in your whole system physically you shut down too. So I'm very interested in talking to Dr. Judith Orloff tomorrow. And on Friday we're going to be joined by probably the only PhD in BBQ, in barbecue, as John had. May is National Barbecue Month. He is a denizen of the Press Club and a friend, and he's going to offer his advice for how to do the best barbecues. And really, it's no joke. He really knows. His in-laws were big on barbecue, and he knows more about it than anybody. And I'm going to have to make a confession to him, which is that I have never barbecued anybody except for politicians in my whole life. So maybe he can give me a dope like me some tips. Next week, John Dean is going to join us. Worse than Watergate, the secret presidency of George W. Bush. He will join us live in studio. He will be in Denver. I want to talk. There are a bunch of things that I want to get to. And let me just share this story with you. We have been talking about, for the last several days, about real obscenity. We are so focusing on the trees that we're missing the forest. We're talking about Janet Jackson's nipple at the Super Bowl. But we're not talking about the larger obscenities of media consolidation. We're not talking about the larger obscenities of going into a war, a preemptive war, a war we shouldn't be fighting in the first place, and the torture that we are perpetrating in that war. We're not talking about those real obscenities. We're talking about finding Howard Stern and this and that. So it is with this is a context that this story just comes across. FCC Chairman Michael Powell absorbed some criticism at the National Cable and Telecommunications Association's annual convention, which is being held right now. He was attacked by Geraldine Laybourne, called the Commission's anti-indecency actions, called it censorship. Censorship. Powell responded that, "I don't agree with that. For 70 years, this country has had limits on broadcast television. To me, censorship is prior restraint," and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he gives it. But he also would not say, and this is the thing that caught my eye, he also, Michael Powell, would not say whether the broadcast of the memorial service for military hero and former Arizona Cardinals safety Pat Tillman on at least one Fox broadcast TV station will be subject to indecency investigation, because Tillman's brother twice referred to the slain soldier, his brother Pat Tillman, as effing dead, and he used the word. He F-bombed it at the memorial service, and Fox broadcast this thing live. So will Powell call that indecent when Bono got up and got the Golden Globes? The FCC said this is effing brilliant. The FCC said this is not indecent. And then Janet Jackson went ahead and exposed that 40-year-old boobatron, and which may or may not, you know, which may be about as real as her brother's face, and you know, that massive silicone with a booby shield on the end of it. Well, who knows what that was made out of? I mean, we don't know how much that family, you would want to have in your pocket just a fraction of what they have spent on cosmetic surgery, and you could never have to work another day in your life. Anyhow, you've got Powell. They would not censor Bono except after the Janet Jackson flashing incident, and then they've censored him, but they wouldn't fine him. So now here is a broadcast on at least one TV station where the memorial service of Pat Tillman, and will it be subject to an indecency investigation because Tillman's brother twice referred to the slain soldier as, quote, effing dead, said it twice, and it went out on the air. What do you think about that? Would you like to comment? 303-382-1150. Well, of course it's not indecent. I think Michael Powell is more indecent than the brother being upset that his brother died fighting a war that was completely and utterly irrelevant. 303-382-1150. Okay. I'm listening to the interviews today of President Bush being interviewed on Arab television, trying to do massive damage control on the pictures and the report of the torture that we are perpetrating in the Iraqi prisons, Abu Ghraib, or however they pronounce it. It's kind of a growl, Abu Ghraib. The president says this does not reflect the American people, and that this is not what Americans are like. And I'm saying it does reflect the American people, sadly, more and more of us. And the American ethic, we've been so enveloped in a lot of idealism that I subscribe to. I believe that we want to do the right thing, that our heart is in the right place. But if you look at one corporate scandal after another, we will stop at nothing to get ahead. There's a new book out called The Cheating Culture. People will do anything it takes to get ahead. They will cheat. They will fake up corporate profits in order to satisfy Wall Street, in order to, whatever scam. Oh, I like this story. Former KNUS Denver talk host and associate director of the Christian Coalition of Colorado, Marty Nalitz, has been taken into custody on a $1 million bail after his arrest on a felony theft warrant issued last week, and this is according to the Rocky Mountain News. Nalitz is accused of defrauding over $1 million through his merit funding group from Easy Street Properties of Golden, Colorado, in a mortgage scam. Well, that was an aptly named company, Easy Street Properties. This is a guy who calls himself a Christian. See, I don't want to down anybody's religion, whether it's the Archbishop who, under the guise of his religiosity, is trying to promote more votes for Peter Coors than he is for Ken Salazar, whether it's these people like Jack Kelly, formerly star reporter for USA Today, calling himself a devout Christian, or you have this dope here, this former talk host, Marty Nalitz, former KNUS talk host and associate director of the Christian Coalition of Colorado. These guys who trumpet something that is so intimate, your spiritual, your religious beliefs, who parade them, who are so pompous in them, who are so sanctimonious, are the ones to watch. That's where you want to nail down your wallet every single time. The people who really are believers, the people who are really spiritual, who are really devout practitioners of their religion, you're not hearing them bloated, make their own bloated comments about themselves in public. It's way too private, way too personal. It's like taking off all your clothes. It's like revealing, you know, the deepest parts of yourself to an audience that actually doesn't care. 303-382-1150. The lines are completely full, but they will open up. Let's go to the phones and to Colorado Springs. Bob, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Bob.
On this obscenity stuff, what is amazing to me is that you can't get through the evening news without seeing four or five commercials for, like, Viagra and everything, and discussing, you know, male parts in graphic detail.
Male giblets are being discussed during dinner hour?
If an erection lasts over 3 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor?
No, over 4 hours. As Lionel said, he would call his friends if he had that happy occurrence.
And then the other thing is, I can't understand why are these hypocrites, because, I mean, basically, you know, the talk show guys, other people, are so hypocritical about, for example, an apology. What is the problem with an apology from anybody in this administration for these horrible things that have happened?
Well, wait a minute. You had Bush sort of semi-apologizing about a report he hasn't even read, apparently, not yet, apologizing to the Arab press, but we have not heard any apologies for his lapses for 9/11 and from nobody else in the administration either. So.
And I heard something very interesting today. They stated that when the Marine barracks was blown up in Beirut, Ronald Reagan stepped up and said, this is where it stops, and he apologized for that having happened because he said that was on his watch. And yet, you know, these people who are on the same page as him, supposedly, have no apologies for anything about anything that has happened or that they've done. And it's just, to me, it's really disheartening.
No, it's extremely disheartening, and I agree with you, Bob. I thank you for the call. Here's the story. You know, they want to outsource everything. This is why what's going on in Iraq is so emblematic of this country. That, by the way, that opens up one line, 303-382-1150. They want to outsource everything. They want to line their pockets. They don't want to take any responsibility. They're lax. They are incompetent. These leaders, and they have courted us and made us all these massive promises. We're uniters, not dividers. We will restore honor to the White House. We will do this. We will do that. They've done none of it. They've lied to us. And really, it's our fault because we're allowing it to stand. We're letting him do it. We're letting him screw us. And it really is like dating. They'll tell you anything. They'll promise you anything for your vote. The equivalent of going to bed with you. Your vote. And the minute they have your vote, that's it. They don't know you. They don't remember. I'll call you in the morning. Oh, I don't know about that. Noah on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm well, Noah. Thanks for hanging on.
No, that's okay. The main thing I just wanted to say is I think that the FCC is truly asleep at the wheel. The real job of the FCC is to guard freedom of basically thought, the ability for people to exchange thought and truly create the democratic process.
How should they be doing that?
For one, the media should not be consolidated because you can't have free thought if you have so many people pulling the strings. Michael Moore is a primary example. I mean, how many publishing houses are out there that are independent? There's only like really six, and one of them you pull out, that's one person that you just can't go to, and there's too few people that control these things. And the FCC's true job and what they were created for was to ensure that there could be free interchange of thought. And now they're just trying to censor people, and they're trying to also steer towards further consolidation. It's almost completely hypocritical.
It is, and extremely corrupt.
Corrupt is unbelievably.
Yeah, but what about us? Aren't we then corrupt? I mean, here we are. We are the ones where the power really resides. There are more of us than there are people running the show in a corrupt fashion. And how is it that we have become just as lax, as incompetent, as incognizant? We don't want to know. Just let me go shopping. Just let me, pork out on calories. Just let me get that remote in my hand, and I never have to get up off the couch again. I think people have that kind of mentality. Let somebody else do it. I'm too busy either trying to make a living, trying to just run to keep in place, name it, fill in the blank. So a lot of people don't want to get themselves involved, and they are as passive, and our leadership reflects it.
Well, the unfortunate part is in any type of awakening or epiphany, there always must be something really bad that happens ahead of time in order to
How much
to
worse
act.
Can it get than 9/11? How bad does it have to be?
Unfortunately, it could be worse. And until people start losing their livelihoods, they won't pay attention.
Well, many of them have already. Many jobs have gone away, and they're never coming back. But, Noah, I thank you. You made an excellent point. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. K Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good afternoon. Just two brief points. I listened to Rumsfeld this morning, and he was asked, I'm not sure of the channel, I apologize. He was asked if he would apologize to the Iraqi citizens, and he says, anybody looking at pictures like this feels apologetic. He lacks the capacity to apologize.
Oh, are you kidding? He's so arrogant. He's not going to apologize for anything. And no one's ever going to hold his feet to the fire either, apparently.
And the second thing is, when I called you yesterday and I was given a benefit of the doubt to the Brigadier General, the reservist, Kapinski, what you're not hearing is you're not hearing anything about the regular officer who was CIA or the military intelligence. Those names aren't coming out at all.
Well, they should come. They should come out because that's where a lot of the blame lies. Although it's according to Seymour Hersh, it's systemic. But those people's names should emerge as well as Karpinski. Her hands, although she's going to be the scapegoat, her hands are not entirely clean either.
That's what I said yesterday. But because that officer in charge of the part of the prison that was not under her control worked directly for Sanchez, I think he ought to be taken to task as well.
I think
that's my gut feeling. And I was in 20 years, and it always goes to the lowest officer that's going to get the boot.
I agree with you, Kevin. I think it's systemic. I think it's above whoever that officer was in charge of the military prison, because I don't think he would have taken it upon himself to do this.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Thank you for the call. And here's the other point I want to make. When the president said in his interviews today to Arab television, more than he does for American television, I think, when he said the American people are just not like this. They're not. Whatever the price, they want those short-term results. They contracted out to private contractors. We don't care what you do. We're going to, you know what, plausible deniability. Is this any different from what you're seeing at CU? Oh, I don't know. What did I know about it? I was taking a long and beery lunch and tending to my liquor interests. What did I know? And Barnett, or the handbook that goes out to the young ladies who are the, quote, goodwill ambassadors, the party wagons for the football recruits, we don't want to know what happened between you and a football player. We don't want to know. I mean, it was explicitly written. They do not want to know anything that went on. It gives them deniability. What's the difference? This is a kind of whatever it takes to get the short-term results. Nobody cares anymore because that's how business is being done in this country. And the most egregious example, the horrific example, is what you were seeing in that prison in Iraq. 303-382-1150. So unfortunately, I do believe that this characterizes us more than we ever want to admit about ourselves. And I believe that we do get the politicians we deserve. And I believe that the incompetence and the laxness in Washington is a reflection of our own laxness because we don't want to get involved. Because the power resides in the people. If all of us got up and screamed about this, believe me, there would be changes. They're polling all the time. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. Right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mary, can you overnight these to Boston?
Sure, do you want them first thing? Or it's a meteor, and it's coming right at me!
Who she'd known in high school and had recently, struck up a friendship again with her, that she just wanted to move, and Demi had offered her a place to stay. And, they talked the night before about, dumping her deadbeat boyfriends and, starting a different style.
So she'd been living with her boyfriend.
Demi, what?
No, your daughter. Liesl had been living with her boyfriend.
Yes, she had.
She wanted out.
Here's the situation that there's a lot of misinformation out there about a lot of these things, but Liesl had been staying with Sean Cheever in his room. She had a separate room where she kept a number of things, but they were small rooms, and essentially she had stayed in his room more right up until the breakup and had a number of her things in there.
All right, so now she wants her stuff out. Where does she get into trouble here?
Well, she wants to go up and get her things, and she'd asked me to help her move, and I couldn't do it until the weekend, but I offered to do it. And she said, well...
She wants to do it sooner, so now her friends help her. Tell us what happens after that point.
She goes up, they decide that, okay, well, we'll go up tomorrow and go do this. And Liesl's like, telling Demi the next morning, hey, I don't want these guys to go. I mean, they're they're feel making me feel weird, bad about this whole thing.
But they go, and then what happens?
And Demi basically forced the situation. Said, you know, they want to go. They're you don't just tell these guys no. So they go up there, two cars, separate cars. When they leave the apartment, Demi's condo, to go up there, Mateusz Janik shows up, and basically they tell Liesl, you're riding in his car. Get in. Let's go. You know, we're going to go. And
all right, so they go in the car, and then what happens?
Mellow, somewhat mellow up to that point, you know. You know, the best they could be. But so they went up to Pine, and you know, which is an hour ride away. And
what happens when they get to Pine?
They go up to retrieve her belongings, and when they arrive, one of the guys tells Demi, okay, go help Liesl get her stuff. And they walk in to go get her stuff, and these guys go to their trunk and get a pair of bolt cutters or wherever they got them from and go up and clip the lock on Cheever's room, because they know that, you know, it's locked and they know her stuff's in there.
All right, so they clip the lock, and she gets her stuff out, and then what happens?
Well, she was in her room getting her stuff, and a lot of the stuff's being moved out before she even had any idea that was going on. She didn't like the situation. She felt real nervous about it. So she started to leave and go and see if she could get some of her belongings out of Cheever's room. She had a number of things in there, and, of course, you know, Sean Cheever.
Don, we are very limited with time, so tell me, if you can just tell me, leave it to the facts. So she tries to get her stuff out. They have used a bolt cutter, and she's trying to get her stuff out. What happens next?
They all hop, she goes out the door, and they're all like, get in the car, let's go. Okay, so they head off down the road, going back towards Denver, back towards Demi's apartment. And when they get towards 285, Route 285, the mountain highway, the car that the other three people are in, besides Liesl and Mateusz Janik, see that Janik starts getting tailed by police. So they turn around and go back. They actually go back and take things out of the room after this. Liesl wasn't even there.
Wait a minute. Liesl is in whose car?
Janik's.
She's in Janik's car, and Demi is in somebody else's car, and they see the police following them? Is that the story?
The police start following Janik, and they see this, and they circle back. They turn around, do a U-turn.
Who circles back? Janik?
No, Demi.
Demi and her, whoever she's in the car with.
Right, her boyfriend and another.
All right, and then what happens? And so they're still following the car with Liesl?
So they follow Janik, and they start, they get on his tail, and then they turn on their overheads, and he just keeps going. And Liesl says, aren't you going to pull over? He says, no. He says, why not? You know, pull over. You know, what are you doing? I don't want any part of this. And so
he doesn't pull over, and then what happens?
He says, I can't pull over. He says, I don't want to pull over. He was running for his own reasons in reality. So he gets into this chase, and he tries to ditch the police, and is on this winding mountain road going up to 100 miles an hour back towards Denver in the day that it had snowed. And, Liesl was, in shock and incredibly scared for her life, and wanted out. And, the story is, but from the prosecutors, is that she didn't get out when she had a chance, and that's just not true. She made an effort to get out, but Janik said, get back in here, you know. He had the gun, and she felt threatened, so she got back in. And
He stops, and she runs out, and then he says, get.
It's turning a wreck. They have a wreck, and that's when they said she could have gotten out then, you know, like she had her wits totally amongst her. And
a wreck meaning what? And a twisty Reiner?
Crash. He
with another car coming the other way, and then he gets back in the car and drives it.
Yeah, it's not that damaged, and he gets back in his car and drives it and takes off and eventually loses the police and ends up back at Demi's condo.
Okay.
He pulls into Demi's place, backs into a spot, and Liesl gets out and she says, "See ya," like bye. And goes up to Demi's door, and, you know, this guy had followed her up there. So he's up there, And pretty soon the police are showing up, and she's looking around the corner, you know, and, you know, this guy's, Yannick's trying to bang the door in because he couldn't get in. And the police come in and order Liesl out, and according to police reports, she was arrested without incident.
So they arrested her?
Yes.
All right, now why is she in prison for the rest of her life without possibility of parole? She was 21, and she's 28 years old now.
They said that she planned the burglary, and that she, you know, and it was a burglary at all, you know, for her, going up there and getting her own stuff. They said she planned it, and that's the predicate crime for felony murder that they convicted her on.
Where's the murder?
The murder is Matthias Janig, 10 minutes after they had arrested Liesl and placed her in a police car, and Liesl was in there being questioned by the police officer. You know, and I don't know why Yannick wasn't arrested when Liesl was arrested. That's always confused me. But 10 minutes later, an officer rounds the corner that unknowingly, that not knowing apparently that Yannick was in there, and Yannick shoots him.
Shoots him dead.
Shoots him dead.
Liesl is meanwhile in custody. She's not even there.
She's in police custody, and a number of things are happening while she is in police custody.
But how is it that then she is now considered guilty of this murder?
Well, it's the prosecutors said that she had, you know, planned the burglary, and that she had planned to go up there with people that had guns, and that, you know, they even went so far as to say that he could prove that he had guns in his car. Well, they never proved that.
All right. I mean, the worst that she should get busted on is some kind of a breaking and entering, some kind of a burglary situation.
Or trespassing.
You know, All right. But meanwhile, she's in the custody of the police, and then this guy that she has only just met shoots an officer dead. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
But she is doing time for this crime?
Right. And she didn't know he had a gun with him or anything.
All right. Now, here's what Vanity Fair says. This is the sort of a pull quote or the introduction to the piece. Liesl Allman, just 22, Liesl Allman was convicted in 1998 of the felony murder of a police officer, a crime she did not commit, and is serving life in prison without parole this summer, 3 years after Gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson began his campaign to free Liesl. Colorado Supreme Court will rule on her appeal. Mark Seal joins Thompson in exposing the brutality, corruption, and arcane legal strategy which doomed an innocent young woman and threatens every other American. And now, you know, I have been concerned in the Denver Police Department with the James Turney incident, and here is what Hunter Thompson has to say about the Denver police. That he says about Liesl that she was locked and handcuffed in the backseat of a Denver police car long before a cop was shot 10 times and killed. And what the thugs, he's calling them thugs, and what the thugs in the Denver Police Department called a sudden adrenaline dump, which in real life is called another disastrous police panic and a frenzy of hysterical shooting and screaming in a residential neighborhood that left 2 people dead. And then he says, I know that the police are the enemy, cruel and stupid and greedy and dishonest in a way that would shame the Hell's Angels. This is Hunter Thompson writing in the June Vanity Fair, just hitting the stands today. At least the Hell's Angels get respect. Colorado has taken a serious beating in public print recently with the Columbine High School massacre, the football rapes in Boulder, the JonBenet Ramsey case, and the repulsive police corruption that stains Denver's once proud image. Denver has never pretended to be a civilized place. When you think of Denver, you think of I'll paraphrase here, cow pies and gunfights, small brains and big guns, dumb brutes and wild whores with hearts of cheap gold. Yes, sir, that is Denver in a nutshell, a cowboy town with cowboy rules and cowboy justice. When you come to Denver, Bubba, you better be ready for a fight. Kick ass or die is what the Denver Police Department is all about. It is kill or be killed in this town. The DPD has never been anything but a dangerous gang of vengeful, half-bright cowboys with a vicious reputation for brutality and what the Hell's Angels used to call massive retaliation. Hell's Angels didn't just punish the enemy. They massacred all of them. Nobody who screwed with a Hell's Angel ever lived to tell about it. Indeed, that was the point they wanted to make, and few people dared to forget it.
Yes, and this is Vanity Fair. Mark Seal joined Hunter Thompson in the article, and, you know, he did an extensive article, laid it out well. It's a long article. And, you know, Vanity Fair is basically on board with she's serving life in prison for a crime she did not commit.
Now, here he goes on to say the following. He said, "It is not my nature to be polite to people who want to hurt me or to turn my back on a woman who's being brutally raped right in front of my eyes, especially when the rapists are wearing big guns and Denver Police Department badges." And in today's Rocky, Don, they went on to say that it was a figurative rape. And that is why I'm telling you this disgusting story about how notoriously vicious cops buried a provably innocent young woman in a tiny cell in the concrete bowels of a Colorado state prison for the rest of her life with no possibility of parole. That is a death sentence, pure and simple. And those rotten, murderous bastards are still proud of it. Proud. And then he goes on to talk about the case. And then he goes on to talk about Richard Nixon, he said, was so crooked that he needed servants to screw his pants on every morning, and so is Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman, Hunter Thompson writes. He and his force have committed more crimes against humanity than Liesl Alman ever dreamed of. He should be indicted by a grand jury and put on trial for a federal court for criminal conspiracy to deprive Liesl Alman of her civil rights, then put immediately in prison for 10 years, and so should the judges who ignore him. So, this is a case that's being reconsidered by Don...
Yes.
Is it the Colorado Supreme Court?
Yes, the Colorado Supreme Court. They had oral arguments in January, in the middle of January, and I honestly thought that the issue would have had an answer by now. However, recently there was an interesting development, very interesting, in that the Supreme Court, in a rare move that we see as positive, asked for additional briefing from Kathleen Lord, Liesl Alman's attorney, and the court had asked for a supplemental brief on whether the jury was properly instructed on the elements of felony murder as they relate to immediate flight.
So is our reading of this case, let me say the words, rather than putting you in position. Since a police officer was shot, somebody's going to have to pay for it. And what happened to the guy who shot him? Did they kill him dead, or was he, what happened to him?
He ended up dead at the scene.
How did he end up dead at the scene? Who shot him?
According to police reports, he killed himself with Officer Vanderjet's gun.
And Officer Vanderjet was the police officer who was killed by?
He was the police officer who was killed by Yannick. And Yannick eventually somehow got his gun.
Somehow got his gun and turned it on himself, according to the police reports.
Right.
Which it sounds to me like there is some suspicion about.
In what way?
Well, do you believe that he used the police officer's gun to turn it on himself, or do you think that he was shot in some other way?
I don't know, but there's been so many problems with the evidence that was put forward, I can't believe anything that I read.
Were there other police officers there at the time?
Yes. This went on for, they didn't go back in and to where he was for 3 hours after the bullet stopped flying.
My guest is Don Alman, Liesl Alman's dad. More as we continue, it's a case that the Colorado Supreme has come before the Colorado Supreme Court. And when do you expect some sort of a verdict?
Well, like
what are they calling it? An opinion?
An opinion, yeah, a ruling.
A ruling.
We had expected it by now, but they come back with requesting more information.
When did they come back to you for more information? Or come back to the attorney?
Ago. 2 weeks ago. So her attorney will have 30 days from that time to get her information in. The AG will have 10 days to reply, and Kathleen Lord will then have a time to respond. So we're looking probably at July at the earliest now.
Don, what can we do to help you? Is there a petition? Is there something that we can do to help? Because for your daughter to be in prison without possibility of parole for the rest of her life, and I'll tell you what, as we continue, maybe you can give us some ideas, and we want to find out how she's doing as well. I'm Enid Goldstein. My guest is Don Alman, Liesl Alman's dad. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I went to turn off my computer last night, and a window came up asking if I was sure I wanted to shut down. Am I sure? How can I be sure about anything when I'm trying to sell my house?
If you're looking to sell your house, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage can ease your mind. Our extensive online exposure means your home gets shown through award-winning local and national websites. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Is now a good time to sell my house? How much can I get for it? Do I have to leave the house when people look at it? Should I hide the stuffed moose head?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time home sellers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit ColdwellBanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit JDPower.com.
Sight of the giant Medved Autoplex. I went inside and I made a great deal. Now I'm revving up the motor on my new set of wheels. Let's go. Vroom, vroom, a vroom, vroom. Let's go. Vroom, vroom, to Medved. Vroom, vroom, a vroom, vroom. Let's go. Vroom, vroom, to Medved.
Medved Chevrolet has discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit. Put a little vroom into your life. Check out the Chevy Tahoe, Silverado, or Colorado pickup. Chevrolet, an American revolution at the giant Medved Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leechdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Velcaro.com.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Jennifer Slaw, CNBC Business Radio. Another flat day on Wall Street. The market searched for direction one day after the Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged. But the Fed also hinted a rate hike is on the horizon. The Dow lost 6 points to close at 10,311. The Nasdaq rose by 7 to 1957. More good news on the economy today. The Institute of Supply Management says the services sector expanded at a record pace in April. Wall Street is now awaiting the April jobs report. That's due out on Friday. Crude oil futures closed in on $40 a barrel today on concerns about intensifying violence in the Middle East and high gas prices here in the U.S. Coca-Cola naming a new chief executive officer. After a three-month search, Coke has named Neville Isdell to succeed Doug Daft when he retires at the end of the year. Again on Wall Street today, the Dow down by 6 points, the Nasdaq higher by 7. I'm Jennifer Slaw for CNBC Business Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase. Everything you need in one place.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor for just $429 plus tax. Monitor not included. Order select systems today and get up to $150 off a flat panel display and free 3 to 5 day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Do you remember Alex in Family Ties?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
That was really Doug Kellen. Hear Doug afternoons at 3 p.m. on AM 1150 KNIC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues. On AM 1150 KNIC.
2:31 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and my guest is Don Allman, Liesl Allman's dad. This is a case that has that the Supreme Court in Colorado is looking at again. Young woman sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole when she was in police custody and this crime was alleged to have happened. I mean, the whole thing is preposterous. How is Liesl doing in jail, and where is she in prison?
She's in Canyon City in the Colorado Women's Correctional Facility. It's 110 miles southwest of Denver.
How often do you get to see her?
I get to see her on the weekends, but you know, due to time, due to the travel amount, it's an all-day trip. So I try to go down and see her at least, you know, once every probably 2 months in the winter, but every month in the summer.
And
other, you know, her mother goes down and visits her regularly, even more often than that. And a number of close friends that knew her before—that's the requirement.
You had to have known someone before?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to make new friends.
Prison is a very rigid place. There's not a whole lot of flexibility. She's taking classes through Naropa Institute, just started a wonderful program. They are practicing what they preach. They started a wonderful program down there for the women, the incarcerated women, to take college courses. They have to pay for them, but it's very reasonably priced and affordable.
Naropa Institute is a wonderful place. I once spent a summer there, and I liked it a lot. So she's taking classes then to get a college degree.
Yeah, she just finished her eighth course. Of course, she started out taking correspondence courses through University of Ohio, and recently this Naropa thing just developed, so it's been a really good thing.
And so her attitude, her mental health, she's coping?
She's doing really good. You know, I mean, she's as good as you can do in there. You know, she's trying to keep everything in perspective and stay focused on her studies and her health and, you know, just working and reading a lot. She reads a lot.
I can imagine that she reads a lot. Do they have her working in the prison?
Yes, she's working right now. Currently, she's working knitting samples for one of the craft stores, and also they have them knit occasional sweaters for samples for people to look at in those stores. And it's kind of a tedious job, but, you know, it's rewarding in its own right.
Her attorney was quoted as saying that if that she could have been a witness for the prosecution here and would have gotten immunity. Did you see that part of the story that Hunter Thompson wrote? This is the brand new Vanity Fair.
Yeah. I think, you know, the key is that she's innocent.
She didn't do anything. You know, she didn't murder this cop, but somebody had to pay for it. Was that the story?
That is the story. You know, and, you know, I don't want anybody to...
She was in police custody when he was murdered by somebody else. Why is she taking the hit for it?
Well, I tell you, all we've asked people to do is investigate this case for themselves. Become informed. And I have listed some items. You know, the family has listed some items on the website, www.lisl.com, and a number of articles are available on there. The Vanity Fair piece isn't, but
I'm sure you're going to get it up there.
It's not online. I'll see what I can do, but I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can get it up there right away.
Okay.
But it's not just Hunter Thompson. I mean, you know, Vanity Fair's saying this, editorializing on this. Mark Seal has laid out the facts very well. Go in, and you know, they talk about, in the case they talk about, there's a very interesting part where they talk about, and everybody, a lot of people have heard about this, and this is a key point in this prosecution, and to let you know how somebody could sit in prison the rest of their life without parole. First report said that Liesl stepped out with her hands in the air as Yannick took off running. 2 days later, two officers came in and changed their reports to say that she leaned to the right as if to set something down. They changed their statements within 5 minutes of each other 2 days later. And that I have those reports posted on the website, Liesl.com. And, you know, not, they use those statements throughout the rest of their trial to say that she handed the gun.
Let me give you a paragraph from the story. It says, "No one's left to blame," says Kathleen Lord, and she's her public defender who's handling, you know, who's handling Liesl's case. If how do you say his name? Matthaus?
Matthias Yannick.
Matthias Yannick hadn't died, Liesl would have been the star witness for the state and probably would have gotten immunity for her testimony. But instead, she's in prison without possibility of parole for the rest of her life. I think it's going to get changed, but I want to know what we can do to help.
Okay. All we've asked people to do is, you know, like I said, investigate the case, become informed about this case.
Can we petition? Will that help? If we sign a petition, what will help?
You know, right now, we're waiting for the Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
And we honestly thought it would be out now, actually, you know, before the Vanity Fair story, of course, if it would be out now.
Well, actually, it's good that the Vanity Fair, that it isn't out yet. It's good that there's some possibility that the Vanity Fair story will have some effect.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. They're deciding it on the merits of one point of law right now, not whether she's innocent or not. Innocence doesn't matter in this case. But there's a number of women's rights groups and women's rights advocates that are have become involved in the case, and you can read the rally transcripts where you know, Denver City Council person Kathleen McKenzie spoke and attended on the stage with the group with the May 4th.
All right, now wait a minute. When do you think that you're going to hear what the ruling is going to be?
Not before the beginning of July is my guess.
Okay. Well, the minute you have a ruling, please let us know, Don.
Oh, it'll be all over.
And we probably will hear about it. But if there's any way we can help you, we want to do that. Because I think this is a horrible travesty of justice. Whatever letter of law was being observed, the spirit was definitely lacking. And it sounds to me like the letter was, too. So I thank you so much for joining us on such short notice today.
I just wanted to reiterate the burglary that she was charged with. That was used for this felony murder rule is a joke. No one else would have ever been asked about something like that. There's a Colorado senator or a congressman that had issues like that too, and they
turned a blind eye.
They turned apologists for him.
Well, you had a dead cop, and they were going to make somebody pay for it, and the only person left to pay for it was your daughter. That is what it sounds like to me. And I thank you so much for joining us today, and let us know when there are more developments, and we will try to keep people informed. And if there's some way we can help, we'd like to do it. But we'll direct people for now to Liesl.com. Is that it? Liesl.com?
Yes.
That's the website.
Liesl.com.
.com. All right, Don Allman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:39, time to check in the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 88 degrees now. Today's the end of the regular legislative session. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in pretty good shape right now. Folks traveling at the posted speeds for the most part. A little bit of slowing north and southbound I-225 around that construction zone there at Alameda, but that's not too unusual for regular travelers there. Southbound Santa Fe at Evans, a minor accident. Rollover accident. The clearing stake is Wadsworth and Cross Drive. Westbound Colfax over I-25. Watch for a minor collision. Medical first aid situation on board a bus at 14th and Walnut in Boulder. Today's daily deal is any sized coffee for just 25 cents at BP service stations. Look for it only on page 2 of today's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The 2004 General Assembly wraps up as of midnight. Lawmakers have been unable to iron out the fiscal mess created by the conflict between the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, known as TABOR, and Amendment 23. 23 mandates spending increases each year for education, while TABOR sets strict limits on state spending and income. The governor may have to call a special session, but so far he hasn't made a decision. This report brought to you by Zantrex 3. The Union Pacific Railroad is saying sorry to the family of Missy Martin after sending them a bill for nearly $600. The Castle Rock teenager's car stalled on the railroad tracks in November of 2002 and was struck by a train. The bill sent to her family was primarily for lost wages for the train's crew. Now the railroad is saying the bill was a mistake. They're sending a letter of apology. Missy continues to recover from that crash. The city of Denver plans to sue the state after a law was passed making it illegal to ban certain breeds of dogs in the state. Denver had a 15-year ban on pit bulls that became invalid with the new state law. The city's attorneys plan to file a lawsuit within the next week. The most powerful diet pill in America, Zantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Zantrex 3, yes, at stores nationwide or log on to Zantrex3.com. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Or in it live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place December 3rd, 2003.
OnStar Emergency, this is Cindy.
I need some sugar.
All right, sir.
I can't drive anymore.
Okay, sir, I have you on Highway 151. I'm going to notify emergency services for you, okay? Are you by yourself? I'll be right back with you, sir.
Police department.
Yes, I have a subscriber calling in. I believe he's going into a diabetic shock. He's on U.S. Highway 151.
When you push the OnStar emergency button, an advisor will direct help to your location, even if you can't communicate.
Sir, I have the police department on the line. We're not getting any voice response from him.
Okay, I'll send an ambulance.
Okay, sir. I'm going to stay with you until help arrives, all right?
I don't know.
Just try to stay calm. I've got help coming to you.
OnStar is available on 51 GM models, including the Hummer H2. To learn more, visit your Hummer dealer or Hummer.com.
They'll be with you in a minute.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny through the afternoon, clear skies tonight down into the 50s, sunny with a high in the 80s tomorrow, partly cloudy and 88 now. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
For centuries, man has sought to beautify his homeland and protect it from unwelcome invaders. It took the Chinese over 1,600 years to construct the Great Wall, which established property boundaries, embellished the landscape, and protected its residents. But within a few weeks, Elkar Fence can expertly install one of over 50 styles of fence. For over 55 years, Colorado residents have turned to Elkar Fence to enhance the privacy and beauty of their property. We can also design a custom fence to fit your specific needs. Now is the perfect time to secure your home for spring and summer. Top-notch products, dependable service, and competitive prices have made Elkar the largest builder of quality fences in the Rocky Mountain region. Elkar is also one of the largest commercial fence builders in the area. Call Elkar today at 755-5211 for a free quote on your own attractive Great Wall. That's Elkar Fence, 755-5211.
Before the evening TV newscast, before the morning paper hits your door, get all the news and information you need as it develops. And then talk about it here. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, you missed Lisa Lauman's dad, but it's a story, you know, check out the current Vanity Fair, the one that hits the stands today, the June edition, the Hunter Thompson story, and see, just read it. I mean, it'll just, in the wake of the James Turney scandal and what Hunter, the way he describes the Denver police, it really is, wow, ooh, not a pleasant description. 303-382-1150. Now, I got an email from one of you. If you were listening earlier, Van called from Boulder, who I think is going to be doing an American Idol gig right here on AM 1150 KNRC. And this listener, Todd, says that he is really, or is it, well, anyway, Todd says that he was really upset with me. He said, I usually listen quite religiously to NPR. However, in my walk today, I decided to give you a try. I really enjoyed your passion and conviction, and you had my attention until Van from Boulder called. I just got to say, too bad. You had a guy who told you he was, quote, an independent, turned Democrat. He gives money, spreads the word, and hands out literature. And why did you have to give him so much? And then I can't use a four-letter word there. You talked about pacifism, and here you've got a guy doing something, and you nail him to the wall. Hello, I guess I'll be going back to NPR. Was I too tough on Van from Boulder? I mean, I think there's a way that we all sort of rationalize our inactivity. It's nice that he's writing a check, and that's a good thing. It's nice that he's trying to convert the people he sees. Should he be doing more, or am I too tough on him? 303-382-1150. In other words, how do we help each other out? Do we do it in the course of our daily errands, our daily jobs, and so on? But are you a better person? Are you a more committed person if you go over and above, if you volunteer for something, if you volunteer at the food bank, if you volunteer politically, if you do something that's hands-on and has meaning? Is it just too easy to try and get a talk radio gig? 303-382-1150. Travis calling from Castle Rock. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Travis.
I think you're a little too tough on Van, but it's good that people, you know, anything is going to help. If we can get people just to talk to their neighbors and start...
Did I meet you last night at the...
Yes, we did.
Oh, good. All right.
Nice to meet you. Finally,
nice to meet you.
But I wanted to tell people like Van and anybody else listening out there who wants to do something and maybe doesn't have a lot of time, there's two upcoming events this weekend. The first one, moveon.org, which most people should be familiar with, is making or having a goal to reach 100,000 phone calls to swing state voters this Saturday, and they are hosting parties all around the country, and lots of people have free cell phone minutes on weekends, so they're encouraging people to bring their cell phones. So far, there are about 26 parties going on in and around Denver, the Denver area.
How do you find out what party to go to?
They can visit online at action.moveon.org.
action.moveon.org/phone.
Phone,
P-H-O-N-E?
Correct.
Okay.
And you can enter your zip code and mile radius, how far you want to go. They also have information on there. If you don't aren't able to attend a party, they can give you a list of calls to make from home in a script. So it's real easy, and it'll be fun to meet some liberal people in case you thought you were the only one in this state. And also one more thing, as if I hope people are going to the Denver County Assembly and Convention on Saturday. If you're not going to be able to attend as a delegate, the Denver Dems are coordinating some volunteers to help out with stuff there. They are meeting tonight at the Denver Dems office, 6 o'clock at 789 Sherman Street.
Okay, give me that again. The Denver Dems are meeting tonight
at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m., 789 Sherman Street, which is Sherman and where?
It says...
What's the cross street?
I'm not sure. It's Suite 145, though.
Suite 145.
And they will be...
And what do they want people to be doing?
They're going to be training volunteers, explaining everything that's going to go on Saturday. They're expecting...
Is this training volunteers for the MoveOn.org phone parties? Or
no,
this
is separate. This is for the county convention and assembly this Saturday at the Holiday Inn on, I think it's I-70 and Tower. So
it's a Democratic County Convention and Assembly?
Yes, it's like the next step after the caucuses. Now people are going to be meeting on Saturday, and hundreds of people are going to be there, so they need people to help check people in, sign people in, get everybody to where they're going. And then from there, people will be elected or sign up to go to the state convention in Pueblo, which is in a couple weeks. So this is just all of grassroots movement.
What about the grassroots movements just to get people volunteered and signed up and all of that stuff?
Well, I know there's lots of stuff going on. I'm in the University of Denver Young Democrats, and we are doing several fundraising or voter registration drives on
campus. How is the turnout? Are kids wanting to register for first time? I mean, I think that's a milestone. Isn't that a big deal when you get to register, or are people just blowing it off?
Well, it was a milestone. I was excited to get to do it, but, you know, people are pretty, it seems like people are real apathetic. One word that's catching a lot of young men's attention is draft. When you talk about that and sort of talk about the possibility, then everybody kind of perks up. So we're going to be doing different events at the University of Denver and lots of, I know there's stuff going on at other colleges.
But nobody else, they don't realize it's a really tough, hot election year and they don't want to have their vote count one way or the other?
It seems like people don't realize how valuable and how important.
When you approach some of your fellow students at DU, what are you getting from the apathetic ones? What are they saying? Or mildly apathetic, let's say. If they're horribly apathetic, then you probably can't even engage them in a conversation.
Yeah. I think people, they just don't think that it matters. And, that, you know, Colorado, I think people have this idea that Colorado is a big conservative state. And if you look at the polling numbers lately, it seems like we could be in play.
We are in play. This is becoming a swing state. I think you can use that in your sales pitch to getting people to, at least, you know, they don't actually have to vote, but at least let them register and then they will have the option as things heat up. Can you make that case also?
And, you know, the thing is that if the young people don't get involved, then it's going to be the older crowd that always votes and are, you know, committed to doing that, and not all the time do they represent the issues that are important to college students and young adults.
That's right.
So
at least get people to register, and then as the election comes up, they can decide whether or not they're going to motate themselves over to the polls and actually do the deed.
Exactly.
But not only the draft, but if you can emphasize that this is a swing state, and talk about abortion. For, you know, college students at 18 years old, abortion is an issue.
Yep, that's something that they're dealing with at DU, and but we've got a real active, committed, small group of people that are just working their butts off out there. So hopefully people can make it to the Denver County Convention and Assembly this Saturday, or moveon.org for information on phone banking.
Travis, thank you. Very good stuff.
Thanks, Ina.
Thanks very much. 303-382-1150. Yossi calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. First time caller, welcome. We have something for you. There you go.
Enid, my friend's been talking about you for a while, and I'm in school, too. I'm getting my MBA at DU as well.
Okay.
And I'm just never available to listen to you on the radio, but this is my first time hearing you, and I love you. You kick so much ass, it's ridiculous. More people should be listening to you. I'm going to...
Tell your friends. Are you
I'm going to tell all my friends.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Oh, good. And who are you going to vote for?
Kerry.
Oh, good.
I'm going to vote for anybody but Bush. I mean, I would vote for my houseplant.
Your houseplant would be a better president than Bush.
I'm telling you.
And probably more literate, too.
Well, Enid, like, the reason why I'm calling is because I had tuned in when you were talking to the guy from Boulder.
Was I too hard on him?
No, of course not. You were perfect. I think that guy, he may think that he's doing a lot, but it's this kind of rationalization, this justification that, yeah, I give money. Well, money is not what is needed. We need activity. We need participation, civic, social responsibility. These are things that have to extend your behavior and your activity beyond your circle of influence or whatever. And you have to do things that maybe are not just convenient for you. You need to get up and participate.
Well, you need to extend yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was the point I was trying to make, to get out of the bubble, the sphere of influence that you... Yossi, how did you find out about the show? Did you say friends told you about it?
Yeah, one of my friends... I was sitting in my car, and I saw your face on a bus, and I was like, oh, look at that. Very pretty. And my friend says, no, I listen to her all the time. You should listen in.
Well, Yossi, thank you. Thank you for calling. Call us again and tell all your friends about the station
thank
and
you.
The show.
Do you guys have an email address or a website?
Yeah, you can email me, enid@knrcradio.com. We stream live, so we have a national audience and presumably an international audience, and that's knrcradio.com. So you can
Beautiful.
Listen on the web if you don't have time, if you can't get to a radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I really
you.
Value it.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Yossi. We appreciate your call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Today's daily deal is any sized coffee for only 25 cents at BP service stations. Look for it on page 2 of today's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Have you always wanted to make a difference? Do you want to touch lives in communities all across the country? You will make a difference in AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps. NCCC is a 10-month national service program for 18 to 24-year-olds. NCCC members work on projects from tutoring kids to rebuilding trails to disaster relief. Along with a life-changing experience, members receive room and board, money for college, and the chance to travel. For information, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit AmeriCorps.org/NCCC.
We call it dry talking. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are a few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the dry talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
257 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I love this story coming out of Tennessee. Thank you, Andrew Elfenbein, for this. This is the county that was the site of the Scopes Monkey trial over the teaching of evolution has reversed its call to ban homosexuals. They want to ban them from the county. So guess what? There's going to be gay day in that county. All gay people are getting together, and they're going to have the first annual gay days in that county, and that's in Tennessee. 303-382-1150. Jay in Lakewood. Hi, you live with Enid.
Hey, I was reading the op-ed section of the New York Times. This comes from yesterday, the 4th, and it's by William Broyles, Jr.
Oh, I have it. I clipped it.
Did you?
Yep, it's having other people fight our war.
Yep. 535 members of Congress, one of them with a child in the war. Ridiculous. I think he's right about the book, about the draft. You know, I don't like the draft.
I don't like the draft, and I saw a story about it that we don't even have the money to draft all those people. It would take too much in terms of training and everything. But I like the idea of it, because if more people are involved, then I don't think we're going to be running off to wars as quickly.
Well, what's the difference about the money? We're going broke anyway.
Might as well go down in a blast of smoke.
Yeah,
thank
why
you.
Not?
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. We're out of time, and I thank you for the call. Thank you to Joe Anderson for producing today's show. Thank you to Jordan Lyles for keeping us on the air. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Doug Kellett up next, 3 to 6, right here on AM 1150 KNRC, and I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Noon to 3 on KNRC. It's a little poem, not a particularly good one either. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Volunteer politically. Have some meaning in your life. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll see you tomorrow at noon.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio. I'm Evan Haining. President Bush spoke to the Arab world today in two interviews with Arabic TV channels about the pictures of Iraqi prisoners being abused by their U.S. caretakers. The depth of American concern over the damage these photos have caused was shown in the president's answer to the question, how is this being perceived in the Middle East?
Terrible. I think people in the Middle East who want to dislike America will use this as an excuse to remind people about their dislike.
In other news, U.S. forces have launched the biggest assault so far against militiamen who support radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. At least 15 Iraqis and one American soldier have been killed. The heaviest fighting came in Karbala. American forces are trying to avoid an all-out offensive in Najaf, which would anger Iraqi Shiites. Stock prices closed very narrowly mixed today. The Dow fell 6 points. The Nasdaq was up nearly 7. The S&P rose 2. I'm Evan Haining, NBC News Radio.
Hey, honey?
Yeah?
Today's Mother's Day, you know, and I wanted to do something special for you, so here you go, a little gift from me to you.
Oh, wow. Did you wrap this yourself?
Did I? Of course I did. Go ahead, open it up. Well?
Well, it's a steak.
Yeah, I made it myself. Cooked it over Kingsford charcoal. What do you think?
I think I need a fork.
I think so, too.
Oh, and something to get the wrapping paper off my tongue.
Mother's Day is here. And it's the perfect time to grill.